Show on Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS.
Thinking, I was digging it. It fades out. Oh, that's sad. When I said I was digging it, it's like, oh, nice. Fade out to nothing. It is February 2nd. This is our first official day back at work. It's a Monday. It's a Groundhog Day. What do we have to look forward to in February? Well, the big month for sports. Like I said, this Sunday, Seahawks-Patriots face off in Super Bowl 60. Also, we got the Daytona 500 on the 15th.
Okay.
The day after Valentine's Day.
Oh, Valentine's Day is one of the big holidays we have to look forward to. We also have President's Day on the 16th. So you got Valentine's Day, Daytona 500, into President's Day. I mean, it should be a three-day weekend.
Let's do it.
Mardi Gras on followed by Mardi Gras on the 17th.
Wow.
Woo! Jam-packed right there in the middle of the month. Also, the Year of the Horse begins on the 17th. The Chinese New Year.
Year of the Horse.
What does that mean? The year, like, what does that represent?
That means I'm not going to wear pants all year. Right. Even the horses are laughing.
That's the laughing. Horse laughing.
And it's also February is Black History Month.
Pew, pew!
And the 9th is National Pizza Day. So let's plan on a pizza party on the 9th. Does that fall on a weekend?
What day is that?
Now, I guess if it's 7 days away, then it'll be on a Monday.
Next Monday.
Nice.
Next
All right.
Monday.
Pizza day. Pizza party next Monday.
Right.
And the 22nd is National Margarita Day.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you should come in and bring that Margaritaville you still have up in the attic. Do you still have it, or did you sell that on the Facebook Marketplace?
I didn't. I think I gave it to Goodwill when we moved.
Give it to Goodwill?
Yeah. The Tarzana Goodwill. It might still be sitting there on the shelf. Go there. They got a lot of my stuff.
Oh, no. It's definitely not there.
Oh.
You know somebody's buying it.
You have one.
Up.
You have a Margaritaville.
I do not have a Margaritaville.
Of all people.
I know. Yeah.
You have a hot dog maker, like I rolling do. Machine.
A popcorn,
you got popcorn
machine.
Popcorn, mm-hmm. popcorn machine's here machine. In my office now.
Yeah, you have that here. Yeah.
We haven't made popcorn that yet.
No, we haven't.
Come on.
I'll bring this
stuff. Does it work, or is it just
We'll find out. Mm-hmm. It's brand new, out of the box.
Mm-hmm. Let's pop some corn.
Maybe on Thursday when Mark comes in.
Yeah, we'll all have bags Ooh. Of popcorn.
Play movie password with some popcorn.
I like that.
I don't know, eating popcorn on the radio is gross.
Yeah, well.
The Margaritaville, how does that work?
It's like a slushy machine.
That's it? It just
keeps
so it just
from
keeps
getting
it...
watered down, yeah. So
okay,
it
kind of just rotates it right?
It's like in the top.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I really do want to get one of those slushy machines. They're like all the rage right now.
They are?
Yeah. Yeah, you just put like the whatever it
for
is.
Alcohol?
For alcohol
or just
for
have
kids.
One at home for your kids.
Both.
Talk about spoiling your children. Get them a slushy machine at home.
We got a snow cone so awesome. Like once a year.
We had a Snoopy snow cone machine. And that's if you were lucky, if you were rich.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you just had to basically pour orange juice in an ice cube tray with a toothpick stuck in it.
Yeah,
he's absolutely right. Uh-huh. That's how
with
we
saran
do.
Wrap and toothpicks. Uh-huh. You had your little ice cube popsicles, orange juice ice cube popsicles.
And then you did it, and you had to wait 24 hours before they were ready. You kept going, Mom, are they ready? They're not ready yet. They're not going to be ready till tomorrow now. Shut up.
Okay.
Excited.
And you had a horrible freezer. It took you 25 hours to make an ice cube.
Yes, Frank. I told you, we didn't have intercom system and grow up rich like you. My mom yelled.
Well,
we had to wait 24 hours.
It still
hours
had to be below freezing. I mean, I think it would freeze before 24 hours, right?
Something
below freezing.
It has to, right?
Yeah.
Because mine makes...
It'd probably be done and ready to go in a couple hours. Your mom
a couple
was,
of hours? Well, then my
I
mom
mean, you
lied
would think.
To me.
I mean,
she
yeah.
lied to me then. She just didn't want to mess with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she's like...
3 hours?
Didn't
Not
she make
ready
you,
tomorrow.
Just because she had to make you sit in the tub naked to eat it, right?
Right. She probably didn't want to do that. Yeah.
You're such a damn mess.
She didn't want she didn't want popsicles on my clothes. So I'd either have to, you know... Yeah, I had to eat naked in the bathtub. That was it. She didn't want to
See,
make a mess.
And this would have been a great story to tell that guy why you don't eat sugar. I mean, he'd love to hear about how you couldn't eat popsicles as a kid in the bathtub. you know, because, you know, sugar in it. Yeah. You're a slob.
Yeah. And you had to be naked. I'm a messy eater, and I had to get naked, and I still have to this day if I'm eating sugar. So, sir, do you mind if I strip down?
Speaking of neighbors, you remember how last week I accidentally mailed some stuff that I ordered to my old address, and I was like, oh, crap. I hit, you know, purchase, and I, right when I saw the delivery address, I was like, oh, no, what'd I do? And I couldn't, like, it wouldn't let me go back in and change it. It's already off your shipping. No, it's not, you lazy bastards. Mm-hmm. But I had to call my old neighbor and text him and say, hey, and I think go over there. And he let me know that that neighbor, the lady who purchased my house, was like, they're not very nice people. It's like the whole neighborhood is kind of like, you know, they yell at you for like even like walking by their house, you know, if you step on their driveway or their lawn at all.
Stressful.
And so then my wife last week as well said, oh, yeah, could you? I also did the same thing. I'm like, wait, you've never done that. I mean, many packages we've had delivered to our new address, you've never once told me. I go, how many times have you delivered something there and never noticed until I brought it up? Like, stuff that's never got delivered and you had no idea why. And then you went on to buying more stuff and never went back to see why that stuff ever never showed up. She's like, I don't know. Huh. I have no idea.
Maybe it defaulted.
I probably provided the Christmas for this entire family. Mm-hmm. So she ended up texting her old neighbor and said, hey, I did it too. And there was like two different times. So now it's like, Heidi, if it was you and you're getting packages from the previous owner, it's like, at this point you're getting irritated, right?
I just think you're a couple of idiots. It's just delete address from your Amazon address book. Go into accounts.
Oh, I know. I know.
Delete that address.
Mine was in like Apple Pay, and I had to go in and change the address for that. And I normally use that just for digital purchases, so who gives an F? I just apps. Apple Pay. I'll use that.
Right.
So I did change it. But on this most recent, the third time around, my neighbor having to go pick up stuff from their door, she's like, you know what? I think, you know, you guys, you know, making that mistake has really improved our relationship with the neighbor because now it got them to talking about us.
Oh.
And how stupid we are.
You always
and how,
common
enemy. It's like how dumb we were when we lived there, and they're so happy that they got these cool people who moved in. So now they're cool and hanging out with each other now. Look at that.
That's you made a mistake, but it worked out. We failed
successfully for the relationship in the neighborhood. Our old neighborhood's, you know, all having fun again, having
Look
block
that.
Parties.
All because you guys are a couple of dumb.
Because we're idiots. Perfect.
Whatever it takes to bring people together.
Yep. I'll do whatever it takes. If you're also into sitting around watching TV all the time, what do you have to look forward to in February? Well, there's a new Burbs show based on the 1989 Tom Hanks movie. It starts on Peacock this Sunday. I've seen some billboards for it. Like the movie Burbs with Tom Hanks.
I mean, I
probably much like the story I just told about neighbors interacting with other neighbors. Yeah. Also, season 24 of Family Guy starts on the 15th.
Wow,
that's crazy.
That's awesome. If you're into movies, what's hitting in theaters? February 13th, Crime 101 with Chris Hemsworth, Halle Berry, and Mark Ruffalo. Saw the trailer for that. That looks good. Wuthering Heights with Margot Robbie and Jacoby Lordy. Isn't that the same guy who had a problem with what's his name's wife? Jacoby Lordy?
No, Jacoby Lordy, I think, was Frankenstein, wasn't he?
Yeah, and he's from Euphoria.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not
Salt's movie?
Baldini. Yeah.
Justin Baldoni.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mixed him up.
Salt.
Wuthering Heights. There's a new animated movie, Goat, with Steph Curry, Nick Kroll, Jelly Roll.
Is that animated?
Animated basketball movie.
Yeah. All right.
And Scream 7 hits theaters on February 27th. That's what you have to look forward to. Scream 7.
How many screams can you get out of that?
Still screaming. Scream 7, still screaming.
Saltburn.
That's what it was. Saltburn.
That's what he was in. Super Bowl is happening this Sunday. The cost of a 30-second Super Bowl 60 ad is as high as $10 million for 30 seconds. The average price is $8 million. That's about the same as last year. Wow. Nearly 40% of the advertisers for this year's game did not advertise last year. Among the newbies is Ozempic.
Do they even need to at this point? Isn't everybody on it already?
I mean, no, I think it's a great, you know, great ad placement because you're sitting around eating the Super Bowl spread and it's like,
I'm going to start Ozempic on Monday.
Ozempic. And everybody's like, after these wings, baby, I'll call them.
Yeah, Monday. Tomorrow.
After the, one more plate of nachos, then I'll call them. But in this area, they call it a media fragmentation. That means there's just so much for you to go and find. It's everywhere. That how they still getting $8 million for an ad for the Super Bowl. Because the Super Bowl remains one of a dwindling number of live TV events with a reliably huge captive audience. Like, everyone's still going back to watch the Super Bowl wherever it's going to be played.
Mm-hmm. And because it's Seattle and
you'll skip going to Netflix or whoever to go watch the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's two teams that, like you said, you don't give a damn, but you'll still watch, I guess.
Because I got money on Underdog. I like waking picks and winning money.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm still going to watch it.
Would you say Drake May under 225?
Lower. There's no such thing as under. It's lower. Higher or lower?
Got it. Your hot tip.
My hot pick. Mm-hmm. Oh, another hot tip for you right now is to be caller 40 at 818-955-2955. You can win a four-pack to Knott's Berry Farm for their peanuts celebration. I've been told to enunciate that.
Peanuts.
It's if you just roll over it.
You can't be a kind of a mushy marble mouth. You really gotta.
Join Snoopy and the Peanuts gang as they take over the park. You can get tickets at HeidiandFrank.com. And this is the 840 four-pack. And I do have a floating four-pack I forgot I had. So I have one left I can just rando give away to somebody for something. Who knows?
It'll be a surprise.
Maybe I'll do that later. Because I do have a question about sleeping with someone. Should I ask it now? No, I'm going to wait till 9 o'clock.
You tease.
But it has to do with sex. And
you sex tease.
Taboo sex.
Oh, like the kind I have.
Someone consider you disgusting.
Yeah.
No, even more taboo than yours.
More taboo than mine?
Yes.
Oh, how's that possible?
I would consider it more taboo than yours. Yours is only taboo to the Lord. I think the Lord's totally down with this, but it's still more taboo than yours.
Whoa. So
yeah, can you guess? If you can guess what it is, it's something to do with sex. The taboo sex.
But you're saying the
but
Lord
is more taboo
down with
than Heidi's.
But the
but
Lord
the
is
Lord's
down with
fine
it.
With it. Oh, that's a riddle right. For you. Mm. We'll talk about sex.
It's not
at 9 o'clock.
It's not named after a biblical city, is it?
No.
Okay. This is gonna bug me for 15 minutes.
You know, Donnie.
No. Okay. They went down with that. He burned the whole town down.
Yeah, that's right. What I was wondering. Okay.
So he went not down with that. He's down with this. Hmm. He's like, yeah, I actually condone it.
Oh, condone it.
Actually, if you gotta, you gotta.
What?
That's what I'm saying, but
he has a problem with what I do.
Oh, you're going straight to hell.
Well,
but he's down with this taboo sex.
Honey, I got you. I'm gonna get you in. You're my plus one, girl.
Okay, thank you, Courtney. You know, I'm a good person.
I don't
despite,
know.
Despite, you know, the things.
How do you just lie to the Lord and say that she didn't like sugar? You know what I'm talking about. That's sugar. Strawberry sugar.
Watermelon sugar.
It's like sugar in my mouth, favorite sugar on my tongue. My tongue.
You that? Be nailing it.
I know. Tyler, the Creator.
Yes.
Saw it last night.
He won his very first Grammy for Best Rap Album Cover. But it was just the best cover album. It wasn't because it was rap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a new category.
Look at that. Oh, speaking of new categories, you know, the Golden Globes had podcasts. That's a category.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And somebody asked Joe Rogan, it's like, how did the guy who they say has the number one podcast as far as downloads, listens, not get nominated for the Golden Globe? And Joe's like, well, I didn't pay the $500 to submit my entry to be nominated. So if you want to submit your podcast for consideration to be nominated for Golden Globe, you got to pay $500 to the Golden Globe, you know.
That's like anything. It's like the Hollywood Walk of Fame or anything like that. You got to pay for it.
You got to pay not to get nominated. You got to pay for it once they they give it to you.
No, I think no. To be nominated. Yeah,
to be nominated? Yeah. To nominate. No.
I think it's like 10 grand or something. Yeah, you like that.
10 grand to be nominated?
Yeah, because no. a lot of these people will get nominated by their fan club, so their fan club will take care of raise the money.
Well, no wonder we've never been nominated. We don't have any fans.
Yeah, yeah, the, right.
The with money. Money.
Yeah.
Or we'd sell more t-shirts. Have more that's VIPs.
Like saying, that's like saying... these blockbuster movies that make billions and billions of dollars, they never get Oscars. That, you know, that's not really what they base it on, I guess. It's like, then why wouldn't...
I mean, I thought they submitted, like, when I'm a member of SAG-AFTRA, so when they go, hey, here's the submissions. So basically every movie or whatever submitted their movie and their actors and actresses, so it gets more hype around it. Mm-hmm. But they had to pay for that?
Yes.
But then there is a legitimate vote. But just to get on the ballot. I guess it is politics. You got to pay to get on the ballot.
And politics are pageantry. I mean, you basically...
Same thing.
Yeah, you got to go do all the junkets.
All the
you
got to
do the glad handing. You got to make sure you meet the right peoples, and they put you on the ballots.
Mm-hmm. But to pay for it yourself.
I know.
Yeah, that'd be sad. How much is it again? How much is it to get nominated for something?
$500?
For the podcast?
No, for the podcast.
For the podcast one.
I said when I bought my own carnations, 8th grade year... For Valentine's Day, never again, never again, and I will never again.
And she never got another carnation after that.
No, and that's fine, but I'm certainly not buying my own. New.
Yeah, after that, she started.
I said never again to my 14-year-old self.
That's when the acting and the lies began.
Oh,
who's the carnation from?
From
George. George Glass.
Oh my God, for me.
The school across town.
What? Who's it? What?
He's from Canada. I met him at camp.
No, I would grow up in Indiana, Frank, so I could just go, he goes to school in Kentucky, just across the border. I see him on the weekend. You know, they don't need to know. But I said never again, damn it. And I've stuck to that, and I've not gotten one flower.
Hey, O'Carry?
Carrie?
Yes?
Is it O'Carry?
O'Carry.
O'Carry. O'Carry. I love
her. Hold on.
Anybody ever do that to you?
No.
Oh, well, my God. First time for everything. Oh, Kyrie?
Yes.
All right, you're caller 40.
Wait, really?
Yes, you are, really. I didn't make you wait 25 minutes like the last person. You actually got the 844 pack.
Oh, thank you.
She didn't say it.
All right, good.
Oh, shoot.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, O'Kyrie. Who are you taking?
My husband.
What's his name?
Hector.
Hector.
Oh, Hector and O'Kyrie are going with their kids.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Stay on hold. We will hook you up.
Hot tickets, man.
All right. If you want another chance just to be a caller 40, I don't know if Nick does the caller 40 thing. I know he does a cue to call at 4:40 this afternoon. We were only doing the 40 thing because it happened to fall on 7:40 and 8:40. Mm-hmm. It kind of just really drills at home that it's on the 40s. Nice. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what he does. If he's like, okay, first one through, I have no idea. But it's Nick Carter at 4:40 p.m. Because by that time, I'm already in bed asleep, getting ready for the next day.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Last night, I watching the Grammys, end up falling asleep on the couch. And she's like, let's just go to bed. I'm like, it's 9 o'clock. She's like, yeah, but I can read a book. You can go to sleep. You probably need it. I'm like, okay, let's go to bed. So we go to bed. And... I got my phone off the charger because it was in the kitchen, and I went in and just set the phone down. I was like, I put my eye drop in because I got this effed up eye. You know?
Oh, yeah. What is happening with
it? Well, it's my shingles.
Yeah.
That, okay. Those kind of linger. Like maybe the major symptoms go away, but because it was like an occipital shingle, it's giving me high pressure in the eye. So I kind of have like pre-glaucoma.
Oh, Frank.
See it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is scary.
That looks terrible.
Doesn't it look terrible? So yeah,
is it painful?
It's not fun.
Yeah.
So I gotta put an eye drop in every night. I'm just a typist to remember how to do. That's like, oh crap, I forgot last night. So I'm like, okay, so I put my eye drop in, and so I lay back, and I fell asleep, and I didn't set my alarm.
Oh.
And I woke up. I was like dreaming this morning, and I was like having a nice dream. And I was like in bed, and somebody, I think I was like pillow fighting with some hot chick.
Yeah, of course.
And I was like, and I cover myself up like covers, and then for some reason I pulled them back down. I like woke up in real life, and I was like, oh my God, what time is it? I grabbed my phone, look at it, it was 3:10. I'm like, perfect.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah.
Now, normally, I can wake up around there, but on the weekends, I might sleep in till, you know, 4:30.
Yeah, I know.
I know. If I sleep until 6, I'm like, where's the day gone?
I know. I've done two loads of laundry.
You guys let me sleep all day? You needed it all the way to 6 a.m.
Yeah, I know.
But, so yeah, I lucked out this morning.
Oh, that's the best, and that's the best sleep ever.
3:10, I was like, woo!
Sleep another hour or something.
Like, what do you think of that, honey? Like, I'm impressive. Oh, I did impress the hell out of her.
Oh.
We were, well, you know, your wife always doubts that you know anything.
Mm-hmm.
And we were on the couch talking. She was like, she couldn't remember like what an oxymoron was. She goes, "It's an oxymoron." I go, "Well, it's like, you know, you put two words together at the opposite of each other. It's like jumbo shrimp. How can you be jumbo and be a shrimp?"
Mm-hmm.
She's like, "You know, it's not." "Alexa, what's an oxymoron?" And it's like, "Well, it's when you put two words together, they're opposite of her. Example, jumbo shrimp." She goes, "Shut up." I give the exact. She's like, "This, you got to be kidding me." I'm like, "Yeah, exactly." Don't ever question it again. Now, what song do you want to hear?
Something by Big
Smart, don't you?
Yeah, could you?
Nice.
Could you sing maybe Tyler, the Creator? It's like sugar on my tongue, my tongue.
Yeah, how
it's just like having Alexa in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Frank. What?
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 That's the Frank.
What do you
Alexa.
Want?
Leave me alone. I'm trying to put eye drops in my eye.
Yeah, well, I'll forget what I was doing if I put one eye drop in.
Can't, now I forgot to set my alarm. God.
Great.
I hate that new Frank we got in the house. We gotta get rid of that. Alexa was so nice.
Yeah, just mean Alexa.
What?
Oh, it's time for traffic already. All right, we'll talk about sex at 9 o'clock. Taboo.
Hmm.
Taboo what sex. More taboo than Heidi's sex, but this particular taboo sex, I think, is okay with Jesus.
I wrote or down God. My guess.
Okay. You wrote down your guess? Write down your guesses of what taboo sex is okay with God. Yeah. And not okay with Heidi. All right? I'll tell you when we come back. We're Heidi and Frank.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.